Hi, I'm Patty Moore, and this is my podcast series, The Mission Strategist. These days, it's hard to think of hospice and innovation in the same sentence. The Medicare hospice benefit is well-defined, and CMS, or the Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services, interpret the benefit more and more narrowly. This may sound counterintuitive, but now is the time to absolutely embrace innovation in hospice. In fact, being disruptive is exactly how hospice was started in this country. Hospice was an alternative to traditional healthcare because traditional healthcare was not providing adequate care for dying people and their loved ones. So groups of ordinary citizens and healthcare workers united to create a new model of care to help dying people and their families live the life they wanted, pain-free, until death. Once again, it's time for disruptive innovation. Hospices have become defined by the Medicare hospice benefit, and while the benefit is brilliant, it can also be restrictive as well. Look around at other industries and see what's being turned upside down now. Uber has turned the taxi and transportation industry on its ear. Airbnb is challenging the hotel industry to think differently. The lending club is where people lend money to people and eliminate the banks. And the Khan Academy offers free education to anyone, anywhere. And these are just a few examples of disruptive innovation that are changing the way we do business. So what simple things could hospices do? I would say, go back to the founding days of hospice and remember how things were done without government funding. How about quality of life teams for patients who live in nursing homes? Those can be volunteers or aides to enhance the living for patients, not just providing physical care. Or quality of life coaches assigned to patients and/or primary caregivers, offering medical life coaches to check in on patients and families and their goals for living. How about using technology to connect people with virtual environments and people? Provide a simple iPad for connecting families with friends and hospice staff. Or how about assign a certain dollar amount annually in your budget to use as research and development, and then put your creative thinkers on the task of discovery. Discovery of what dying people and their loved ones really want in 2015. Don't just give them what Medicare or Medicaid is willing to pay for. Think different, just like we did when hospice was a passionate idea and we were the voice of the frail and dying. Create the next wave of care, as Steve Jobs would say, think different. Thanks for listening. This has been my podcast series, The Mission Strategist. For more information, please visit my website at thewatershedgroup.com.